right now on VFN TV. Senator Ted Cruz says that the illegal immigration has gone down by 50% on our borders. What? Also, Franklin Graham issues an urgent call to prayer because of a threat from radical Islam. President Donald Trump's weekly address will be on. Rick Joyner and Lance Wallnew letting us know it's time for us to activate. It's time for us to mobilize as the kingdom of God. And Tim Tebow is ready and making news at the Mets right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. We want to thank you so much for joining us together. It's an encouraging moment. We come together every single day to be able to talk about the events. You know, it's not enough to know the news, but we need to know what to do with the news that we know. And this exciting news is taking place. As a matter of fact, Senator Ted Cruz was at the CPAC, the conservative PAC meeting that just took place near Washington, D.C., and he was interviewed. And what he found out, he rode airplanes on the borders of Texas. He rode horses on the borders of Texas. He rode boats up the Rio Grande. He did all these different things. And he talked to the Border Patrol. And guess what they said? As a matter of fact, let's listen to Senator Ted Cruz now. Take a look.
So this week I was down at the border. I was down in McAllen, joined the Border Patrol, did a air patrol up in the plains, rode in a gunboat up and down the Rio Grande, joined them on a midnight ride along as they were enforcing the border. And let me break a little bit of news here. You know what the Border Patrol told me in the Rio Grande Valley sector? That since Inauguration Day, illegal crossings have dropped 50%. Now, oddly enough, you and I have not seen that on the 6 o'clock news. Somehow reporters aren't reporting it. And I asked them, I said, look, why is that? Border Patrol agents said they didn't know. But they assumed it was because with the new administration, they understood we'd have an administration that would finally enforce the laws.
This is so exciting. Just think about it. A lot of things have already taken place since our president was inaugurated. But just the day that he was inaugurated, they're saying that illegal immigration around the Rio Grande dropped by 50%. And it's just amazing. The Lord's just setting up our borders again. You know, we don't have a country without borders. And thank God that we have a president and a Congress that stands up and says, you know, we got to protect the American people. Legal immigration is a wonderful thing, and we need to continue that. But illegal immigration is not a good thing. As a matter of fact, if you get a ticket for speeding and you get arrested for battery, then it's illegal. It's called illegal crime. Well, coming into our country illegally is illegal. But you can come into our country legally. I was just recently reviewing some of the history on Ellis Island, where thousands and thousands of our mothers and fathers came to America. But they first went to Ellis Island. They went through a process of coming into the country. And then they came into New York, and it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. But there's a legal way to be able to come into the country. And this is so exciting. As a matter of fact, I believe that this week or next week, our president's coming out with the second executive order to be able to lock down and be able to protect our borders, to find out what is going on. So remember to keep our president in your prayers. When you think about cyber security, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, they had a meeting, and the meeting was about cyber security and the Internet of Things. And he said his greatest concern is the Internet of Things. As a matter of fact, let's go there now.
Israel is one of the most advanced countries in the world in cybersecurity.
Israel is at the cutting edge of cyber defense, and we can use all the help we can get.
Dr. Eviatar Matanya, head of the Israeli National Cyber Directorate, said there are several reasons.
One is our need and notion of security, and cybersecurity is a part of security in general. The second one is our high-tech industry, and the third one is our security forces.
Matanya spoke to CBN News in Tel Aviv during one of the world's largest cyber trade conferences, CyberTech 2017. Matanya says a major challenge is that cyberspace doesn't have borders.
We talk about, for example, the electricity grid of nations. We talk about transportations, airplanes, vehicles. We talk about the banks, the financial sector. or healthcare systems. Whenever you use computerized systems, it is also vulnerable to the bad guys.
President Trump's advisor on cybersecurity, Rudy Giuliani, told CBN News, "We're not in a cyber war yet."
I don't think it's a fully declared war or a complete ongoing war, but we have a lot of cyber attacks for different reasons, and of course we have a great concern in the United States with cyber attacks from terrorists, not just from nations.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu plans to discuss cybersecurity when he meets President Trump.
The Internet of Things can be hijacked by nefarious actors for dangerous purposes with dangerous results. Again, what you see today is going to get a lot worse in the future if we don't band together.
Cyber consultant Chaim Tomer is a former head of intelligence in the Israeli Mossad. Tomer told CBN News international cooperation must improve.
We are all getting into the psyche that we need to protect ourselves. It's before the 9/11. We still need this kind of wake-up call to understand that we need to do much more in order to protect the Western civilization.
That includes the IoT, the Internet of Things, which ranges from smart appliances like refrigerators linked to supermarkets to telemedicine and beyond.
The biggest challenge of the humankind will be the IoT.
Erez Kreiner, former director of Israel's Cybersecurity Authority, gave a chilling scenario of the dark side of this technology.
Now think that you're driving your car and suddenly from your media system, you hear, all right, this is John, the terrible guy. I hacked your car, and if you don't transfer now that kind of money to my account, just look what I can do. And then he accelerates the car, and then he stops the car.
For now, the mission is to find out how to stop the bad guys before they can disrupt life in the West and the rest of the world. Julie Stahl, CBN News, Tel Aviv.
This is so amazing. You know, we're gonna dedicate tomorrow. Make sure you catch our program tomorrow, because we're gonna explain in detail the Internet of Things. You'll be surprised that your refrigerator's talking to the Internet, some people's toasters, their cars, when you're riding down the road, traffic lights. If you go down interstate highways, that on the interstate, every tag on the interstate is read and filed away. So if 5,000 cars pass by, it looks at the car, it sees the tag, it records that it passed by at this time, whose car that is. I mean, she's doing all this stuff right now, just gathering it all up. And this Internet of Things, tomorrow we will explain in detail what that means, how it could just change everything, although there's some great conveniences with it. But when you give up control, you give up your freedom. And so we're going to talk more about what does that actually mean. And as Christians, we have to think about, you know, it's all about a beast economy. It's about the economy. People are not going to be able to buy or sell in the last days because some particular city is out there that has some sort of government that's controlling all the trades that are taking place, you know, in the world at that time. And so tomorrow, make sure you join us tomorrow. It's going to be dedicated to understanding the Internet of Things and the cyber threats we might be facing. And it also will educate you. But please join us after the break, because we're going to hear from Franklin Graham as he's telling us that it's an urgent prayer request because of radical jihadist terrorist threat. Also, a weekly address from President Donald Trump. Join us after the break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
So now you got racists blaming each other. You got police blaming the people blaming the police. You got parents blaming children, children blaming parents. When are we going to seek his face? When are we going to turn?
Welcome back. This is amazing, you know, that, you know, the Lord's been speaking to us, you know, early on, and we've been having some different broadcasts talking about the Internet of Things and how, you know, it is coming to pass, how that you can track every purchase, every sale, and we're just going right into it. The Lord we'll be talking about in the program about how the Lord gave me a prophetic vision about what's going to happen to paper money, you know, and how the internet works. And every people that say, well, I'm not going to put my stuff on the internet, I'm going to handle it myself. And so they call the bank up and they said, hey, let me give you my information. And so the person you're giving it to is like entering it on a Ethernet or internet, you know, in a shared type, you know, server there.
Many people think today that we're living, we have a lot of technology today, but we haven't seen anything yet. I just heard someone say that we're transitioning from the internet of people to the internet of things, as you were discussing.
Yeah.
But they can't recognize that every single thing in your house is going to be connected to the internet. Everything.
And you know, I'm like Rick Joyner, and he talks about this, you know, that, hey, it's great. You know, we got these, you know, by the way, if you read the scriptures, you know, that when the Lord, there's going to be a point, we've got a 1,000-year reign that has not yet happened on earth. So the earth's going to be here for at least 1,000 years, 1,000-year reign. And so when we're building and establishing things, you know, we're not just building things so temporarily. We're not building things so they can just be thrown away or just for our lifetime. We're trying to see how these things can be used. So you think about it, that, you know, it's kind of selfish for us to think that we're not going to keep our grass growing and the cows living in the and the crops, the earth, taking care of the earth, so that there could be a 1,000-year reign here on earth. And but either way, you know, when the scriptures, when Tyndale and all wanted to be able to take the Bible and rewrite it and make it available to common people, they said the same things then that they're saying about technology now. When radio happened and they invented radio, they just said, that's the end of privacy, it's the end of everything. You know, then when television, you know, came to pass in the 50s, they were thinking, it is over.
That's it. That's a big one.
Everything gets preached against, and it's yet, but there's preachers all over TV. We're on TV. And so, and we're spreading, it depends what you use it for.
Right.
And I guess the biggest thing is that, you know, we got to live our lives in such a way that we're honest about that we needed a Savior,
Amen.
That there's no one good but God. And even when Jesus was stopped on the roadside and they called him good teacher, remember?
Mm-hmm.
He said, who are you calling good? The only one that's good is God. And the only people that struggle are people that struggle with a religious spirit, and they're trying to look good, even though inside they know that they're the same as everybody else.
That they're not good, right?
It is only by the grace of God and the good that you do see in our lives as Christians. It's just God doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
That we could... There's no way.
No.
If you only would have known, Pat. I mean, there's just no way we could have done this. There's just no way possible. But it's just God doing it. It takes a lot of pressure off of you.
Yeah.
So if you live your life that way, when everything is known, it's only the religious people that will persecute you. You know, so you don't have to worry about that. They were already persecuting you for going out there. But understand this. The people that are held captive by a religious spirit, you know, pure religion is this. That he that defends the cause of the fatherless and takes care of the widow. And loves, just loves, you know, and it speaks truth. You know, truth is love. But it looks like everything that has been, can be known, is going to be known.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be known. And what's going to be found out, the same thing that Steve Hill said in the Brownsville Revival. He says, everything that you ever thought of today was written up there on that wall. You know, well, you know, he was preaching to people, and everybody like, they run to the altar. Well, today, pretty much people today, if they just think about it, they get on Google and search for it. And so Google and all these people are gathering this information on everybody, and it's like, you know, it's just part of what's, you
part
know,
of it. Part of it.
You know, it's just part of what's going on. And so you got to join us in our next program, because you're going to understand the internet, how it works, Internet of Things, and you can't really pull yourself away from it. You can withdraw as much as you can, but you're just as safe as your friend and families treat your information.
That's right.
For example, you could take all your contacts and you could protect them. But the person that has your information, they don't care, and they're throwing your stuff up in their system.
They're uploading your email into another app.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much. And so it's like, you know, it's just time for us to use everything we can for the limited time we have to be able to preach the gospel and let people know. And this, we have over 100 countries. At the end of last year, we reached over 100 countries with our program and with teachings and all the things that we're doing. And why would you want to ride a ship and a horseback to get to one town to talk to two or three people, you know, when you can talk to the whole world
instantly.
And also that this great revival that's coming, It's going to take everything to be able to reach them right away, and this is how they're listening. So make sure you join us on our next program. We're going to break down the Internet of Things, the very thing that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says, this is my greatest concern. We'll catch tomorrow's program because we will go over it in detail. John, what is Franklin Graham? Franklin Graham's given us an urgent prayer request because of radical Islam?
Yes. Evangelist Franklin Graham issued an urgent call to prayer for our brothers and sisters in Egypt. Coptic Christians, one of the oldest branches of Christianity, are under attack. This statement continues to say that the Islamic State issued a video warning recently threatening to wipe them out completely. Christians are being killed for their faith around the world. Here's what's happening in Egypt as Franklin Graham begins his call to prayer. This is what he says. The Islamic State is stormed into the home of a plumber and shot him to death in front of his wife and children on Thursday. A few days ago, a teacher was shot to death by a masked gunman. One man was beheaded and another set on fire, all in the name of Islam. In a video earlier this week, the Islamic State vowed to step up attacks against the Coptic Christian minority, describing them as infidels. Hundreds have fled their homes for safety. One Coptic resident said, "I'm not going to wait for death. ISIS wants to exterminate them, wipe them out, because they bear the name of Christ," Graham continued. And so the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association will hold a world summit in defense of persecution this May to pray for members of the body of Christ who are suffering at the hands of these ISIS terrorists around the world. And as the day approaches, Graham asks for us to pray for the church in Egypt and throughout the Muslim world as they are being slaughtered mercilessly in many places. And he wants us to share this with as many people as possible.
So I want to encourage you to join Franklin and us as we pray for our brothers and sisters in the Middle East. And notice that we'll be having it in a future program, our next program, we'll be talking about, isn't it weird how all of a sudden when people who are in darkness begin to lose, they don't punch you, they punch the church and they punch Jews, Christians and Jews. They're beginning to go to Jewish cemeteries and gathering places and vandalize them. You're looking at the church being beheaded and persecuted. And it's what you're looking, this proof positive, you know, of the truth about people that are held captive in darkness. They don't even know why they're held captive in darkness. But if all of a sudden you go to the graveyard and you start pushing over Jewish, it's because whatever's on you, you know, directed you from something you thought you knew you were doing to now you're pushing over headstones of Jews and beheading and supporting organizations and not coming out and confronting them that are literally beheading Christians again in the Middle East, in Egypt.
Yeah, clue. Watch what's manifesting and to who and towards the people it's manifesting.
Right.
What you're saying, this is under President al-Sisi, a new president in Egypt who is actually for Christians. So you could imagine
he's a friend
of
Israel.
Yeah.
He's a friend of Christians. He this is a big deal.
These attacks have
ratcheted
up.
This is a big deal in Egypt where he went, in Christmas time, he went into a Christian church.
Yes.
And that's a big deal.
Yes.
Enough of that to take place. And so, but you know, it's like America. We have people in America that's not for America, not for the government. And they do things that Sisi wouldn't approve of. They do things here that our leaders wouldn't approve of.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to remember to pray for our brothers and sisters in persecution. You know, we had, I can't think of her name right now, but she was in jail in Africa, the continent of Africa. I can't think of the country she was in. She was in chains. She was pregnant. And, you know,
Miriam.
And they told her that she had to deny her faith, you know, or she was going to be killed, really.
Yeah, I believe it was in Sudan.
In Sudan. And so the leader was going, you know, she's in chains. I mean, I can't tell you that. Only, you know. You know, if you're a lady, what it's like to be pregnant. But imagine being in chains. She was chained to the point that when she gave birth, she had to give birth in chains, and her baby was affected because of that. But she refused to deny Jesus Christ. Well, during that time, you know, God laid on our heart to begin to pray for the persecuted church. And I'm telling you this because we can join Franklin Graham and understand that God hears your prayers.
Yes.
They're significant. And so we went to shift our mindsets. We said, you know, we need to go on a time of prayer and fasting, and I taught on it, you know, at the VFN Dream Center, and we went for a time of prayer and fasting, and it was right there when Miriam was in chains, and it was a give and take. You know, they were going to let her out, they weren't going to let her out, and it took the entire time of prayer and fasting, which I don't know if it was a 3-day time of prayer and fasting,
Days,
but at the very last day of prayer and fasting, this miracle took place, and they changed her mind, and they freed her, and she's in America today. So I just want to encourage you, when Franklin Graham, who went to all 50 states, all 50 capitals, to be able to pray repentance and ask God, you know, led us all to a place of repentance, personal repentance, not supporting any particular presidential candidate, but would God touch our country. And God gave us a great turn in our leadership, and just it's an amazing, amazing thing. So I would encourage you, God hears your prayers. We saw it. We see it all the time. Mm-hmm. But in regards to the persecuted church, I mean, how could you pray for somebody in Middle East if you're in America? How could that affect somebody in the Sudan? Well, it does, because God's angels begin to listen to us in regards to agreeing with what God wants us to do.
It's like a warfare, because I remember the first day we set to fast, it was the news that she was going to be released.
Yep.
And then some moments later, they stopped. No, she's not going to be. You know, this is no, she's going to be detained.
Right.
And it was on the third day of the fast. It was final. Okay, it's going to happen. Reversed again, and she was released. So warfare happened. I mean,
And we just did it. I mean, God was speaking and showing us how important it is to pray. And we'll make that a related article to this particular segment on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. But when we get back from this break, we have the presidential weekly address, and we're going to be bringing that to you every week, because our president is going to give an address to let us know what's going on. So every time that he does it, we're going to put it out there. We've got so many wonderful things to share with you. You know, the CEOs of our country, many of them gathered together with the president, and they were applauding his breaking the regulations off of the businesses' back. We have so many different things, including, you know, we're talking about sex trafficking, and we talked about that before. We've been a program called the Pink Room. You know, we talked about how that came to pass. Well, our president's saying, I'm going to put the weight of America behind stopping that. And so God says,
that's an answer to prayer.
It's a huge answer to prayer. And it's so exciting to see that. So definitely God answers prayers. Listen, this program's on because of people just like you that say, you know, I want to be a part of this. I'm no longer going to complain about dark media. I'm going to be a part of supporting light media. And Jesus called us and told us to be the light of the world. What we try to do here is to keep the conversation light. We got so many exciting things we're going to be able to bring to you. It's so encouraging. As a matter of fact, the beginning of the year to today, we released a whole new language for this whole season that we're in, because God's got good things in store. Make sure you go to VFNTV.com and check out our prophecies. But we want to give you a gift. This is a gift we want to send to you for your partnership of any amount whatsoever. This gift, the title of this particular teaching is Breaking Free from That Which Gives Jezebel, which is a controlling spirit, access to your life. Breaking free from judgment. Freedoms from judgments. You know, your house may get a judgment on it. Your car may get a judgment on it. You may have a judgment on you, and you cannot actually sell your house or do anything until you pay that judgment off. A lot of times people in their life, they have a judgment on them, and they don't understand it. This is the key. We want to send this to you as a gift to you. As a matter of fact, here's some more details.
Offer 2026, breaking free from that which gives Jezebel access to you, freedom from judgments. Moving from a season where there was a Jezebel and Ahab leadership to God-ordained leadership that walked in his ways takes our willingness to leave the old, ungodly ways behind. How can we live a life of doing so many good things in the name of the Lord and still end up in being in a place where our loving, merciful, kind, and compassionate Lord tells us, "Nevertheless, I have this against you." This prophetic teaching helps us identify what keeps a Jezebel spirit in our life, family, church, business, and or our relationships. You'll discover how being critical and judgmental of others is not as innocent as a behavior as the world leads you to believe. You'll learn possibly why you've been feeling so condemned in your life about past or present behaviors. You'll learn how important and necessary it is to identify and deal correctly with a judgmental and critical spirit, and how lethal it is for us spiritually if we tolerate Jezebel and his or her ways. This message leads you to the wisdom in how to remove the spiritual weight, drag, and the nets of judgments that may be restraining you from living the free life the Lord has called you to live in him. We want to send you this offer to you for your gift of any amount. Become a VFN TV partner by going to VFNTV.com or write to us at VFN TV, 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360. Pensacola, Florida, 32534, or call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2026, breaking free from that which gives Jezebel access to you, freedom from judgments.
VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I had a legal question for you. I'm a supervisor in a small office, and recently I had a new associate join my team who's very much into neo-paganism, and she displays books about witches and inverted pentagrams around her desk. I was wondering if she has just as much protection as I do. You know, if I have Christian material around my desk, is she legally protected to keep those on her desk, or can I ask her to remove those?
Nope, she has got the same rights of religious freedom and the free exercise of religion that you do, and that's the way that works. So this should encourage the Christian employee to continue to maintain an appropriate witness there at work without being disruptive to the work environment. But that's the way to handle a situation like that, not to censor all religions, but to allow an equal, what we would call a basically an equal access policy.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. Visit us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Hi, this is John Maxwell. Welcome to Minute with Maxwell. And Chris Wallace from Windham, Maine, who's a financial educator, said, John, I want you to talk about determination. When I was a kid, my favorite story was about the train, the little engine that thought it could. You know the story. I had this big hill to climb, wasn't sure that it really could, but was positive. And as that train went up the hill very, very slowly, I think I can. And of course, the higher it went, the slower it went. And was it really going to make it? Finally got to the crest of the hill. You know the story. Wow. Kind of breathed a little bit. Now it's, that train's going downhill and the engine's saying to itself, I thought it could. You know what? Almost every day, I'm like that engine. I bet you are too. We have a project in front of us. We have somebody that perhaps it's going to be a tough meeting. And we're not really wanting to do it, but yet we know we have to do it. You see, the difference between winners and whiners is winners, they know they have to do the right thing and then they feel good. And whiners, they want to feel good before they do the right thing. And determination's right at the heart of this. You and I have to do the things we know that we should do so that someday we can do the things we want to do. Stay determined today. Don't give up. You can make it.
Which, by the way, if you haven't gone to the VFN Torch lately, you need to go to VFNTV.com. And in the menu, it says VFN Torch. There's all types of aspects to be able to just quick information at a moment's notice. Any topic that you can imagine probably is in there. And a biblical perspective, you know, what's actually happening. But what does the Word of God say about this? Including prophetic words of knowledge and wisdom that has been shared. So if you get a chance, go to VFNTV.com. And click on the VFN Torch in the menu there.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are so excited. We're going to have a part of our program coming up where Lance Wallnew and Rick Joyner are talking about what we do.
Yeah.
And that it's what we're doing and what others are doing around the nation, around the world, is so important for us to be able to do it.
Yeah.
And it's time just to, I mean, even you know, everything that used to have value, it seems it's lost its value because they just dirtied it up. I mean, even in regards to Hollywood and the Oscars, and you have somebody that was getting an Oscar that starts attacking our president, and just kind of all of a sudden it just kind of made it not look valuable anymore, and it just lost its value.
Yeah,
you can watch it in D.C. and we saw what happened, and it lost its value again. Then you look at media. And they openly were like slanted 100% and had an agenda and they didn't even apologize for it. And then it just lost its value. And then we got a new president in and he didn't even breathe before they started attacking him and the administration and just silly stuff type things that would happen in second grade. Then it lost its value. What God is doing, God at the seat of evil is coming down and the seat of the righteous is rising. He told us this. We talked about this. He told me very specifically that was going to happen. But you, if you're a Christian, you have to participate in the process. You have to actually participate in the process and say, you know what? I'm not going to no longer just watch Christianity. I'm going to get involved. I'm going to be activated in what's going on. And one thing the Lord showed me is that when you have a leader that is our leader, whoever is our president, we need to honor. Like, we prayed for President Obama for eight years.
Yes.
And the Lord showed us some strategies the enemy had against him. We prayed that that would not happen by protection over,
and God answered
over
our prayers.
Michelle, over Sasha Malia. But we got to pray also for President Trump and Melania and the family and the leadership that's going on. But in regard to that, that we have to actually not just watch. It's not television. Life's not television. It's one thing that Kellyanne Conway said at the CPAC conference, because a young person asked, like, what should we do? How can we get involved? And she says, look up from your phone and realize that's a communication device, but yeah. It's not really talking to folks. And so you got to begin to communicate. And we have to physically stand behind a president and a leader that's sitting here saying, listen, I want to be able to stand up for the church. I want to stand up for Israel. I want to stand up for the Constitution. I want to be able to protect every citizen's right in this country. I want to protect its borders. Why would you not stand up? Even if it was a Bonhoeffer-type country, like in Germany in the time of Hitler, you know, that he stood up for God in the middle of that. This is nothing. We have a leader that's saying, I'm for the church. God showed me very specifically that whoever the president would be before the president, that he would be a friend of the church. He would support what was going on. He showed me around October 3rd, 2016, that it would be Donald Trump. And then he showed me every detail that the people would get the White House back. And we're watching all these people, commoners, come into the White House and go into the Oval Office. And it's just like you're going to see a family member. Yeah. And it's back to the way it was originally.
Well, it seems like the last 8 years, the church has been so timid and held back in some of the things that have been involved.
It costs. It costs you your worldly friends who control you if you do something good. If you actually stand up for what you believe in, and you just in a loving way, people start hating on you. And Jesus said, people will hate you. You know, if they hated me, they'll hate you. He said, if this is how they treated the teacher, that their student can't be expected to be treated any better.
Right.
And so the thing is, this has nothing to do with politics. This is our president that we're about to show this weekly address. But understand, when you are on a football team and you are trying to score a touchdown, and the quarterback is working with you,
you know,
don't be complaining about the way things are going. Realize, just grab the ball and run for it.
Right.
And great things are happening. As a matter of fact, so he showed me, the Lord showed me specifically that we've got to pay attention. We have to support. As a matter of fact, we hear Lance Walnose talking about, you know, that what you're seeing on VFN TV and VFN Kingdom Business, that this is what we have to do. And you can do that, like I said earlier, by just standing with us, praying for us, partner with us, send a check, write a check, go online, give financially, stop giving to things like universities and give to the kingdom of God so things can advance. And we are going to stand up. We're watching things devalued that were in the world is losing its value, but it's time for the righteous to rise, righteous only because of what Jesus Christ did. Nobody in themselves are righteous.
Mm-hmm.
All of our righteousness is a filthy rags. But in regards to, if God wants to be able to raise a standard and he wants to do it with you, let him raise the standard. That's what I'm saying. As a matter of fact, let's go right now. This is a weekly address from our president, President Donald Trump, from the White House.
My fellow Americans, as Black History Month 2017 comes to a close, I am very grateful for the many wonderful opportunities to honor African-American heroes, faith leaders, entrepreneurs, and the many others who changed the course of our nation. We are blessed by the lives and examples of those who have made this nation a beacon of freedom, talent, and unbreakable American spirit. This week, I had the privilege of visiting the National Museum of African American History and Culture, right here in Washington, D.C. It's a new, beautiful Smithsonian Museum that serves as a shining example of African Americans' incredible contributions to our culture, our society, and our history. It also tells of the great struggle for freedom and equality that prevailed against the sins of slavery and the injustice of discrimination. The work and love of the people who helped create such a masterpiece is a testament to the legacy of so many leaders it honors. I left that museum confident that together, America can overcome any challenge. There's a great quote by Muhammad Ali in the museum. I shook up the world, he said, and that is what he did. So did leaders like Sojourner Truth, Frederick Douglass, Booker T. Washington, Martin Luther King, and so many others. They shook up the world for the better because they inspired our nation to march towards justice and freedom for all. Today and every day, I pledge to continue that march so that every American, no matter his background, no matter her background, has the chance to climb that great ladder of success. It was very special to accompany Dr. Ben Carson and his family for the first time seeing the Carson exhibit. I am proud that soon he will serve in my cabinet as the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. HUD has a very, very powerful meaning, far beyond housing. It's about transforming our communities, about bringing back hope, and Ben will do a fantastic job. That's what I'm committed to doing also. I want every African-American child, family, and worker to have access to great schools, safe communities, and good-paying jobs. I want every disadvantaged child in America to have a choice about where they go to school, so important. I also want to honor and promote the achievements of historically black colleges and universities throughout our nation. They do a fantastic job. They're not given the credit that they deserve, and they're going to start getting that credit. In order to help African Americans thrive, we are working very hard to make sure that every child can grow up in a safe community and have access to high-paying jobs. We've lost a lot of our best jobs to other countries, and this has hurt the African-American community very badly. This week, I met with manufacturing CEOs. We're going to be working to bring back those jobs, and I mean really good-paying jobs. I'll be talking more about these issues in my joint session address to Congress and to all Americans next Tuesday evening. I hope you will be watching. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
We're so excited about all the, it's been like 30-something days, hadn't been 40 days yet, and our president is fulfilling his
promises.
Working hard. I heard a British Parliament member stand up, and he's talking to Parliament, mm-hmm. and he said that President Donald Trump, President of America, who's elected by the people, this is what he's saying, he'll be the only politician in the history of the world that has ever been given a hard time because he actually fulfilled his promises. Isn't that crazy? It is like, you know, that's why you want to stay tuned to VFN TV. You don't need, I could save you money on your blood pressure medicine. I could save you. You could be so peaceful.
Yeah.
Do not turn on what you know is going to assault your spirit. You know, you're going to have people, if you go watch every single day, to a news source that says that we're biased, that we're slanted, and we're not going to support what you support, and we're going to stress you out, and then we're going to put commercials on after we tell you the stuff that stresses you out, that heals for Lipitor, for blood pressure, for high cholesterol, for breathing, all these different things. It's like they just stressed you out, and then they sold you medication. Imagine this. Just don't watch it anymore. You don't have to, but we are committed, as long as the Lord allows us, and we've been here for years, to be able to give you a light perspective. There's this thing today that people think they need to know everything. Mm. What you need to know is God.
That's right.
And then you need to hear a light perspective of what's going on and stay informed. And that's what we're doing at VFN TV. And also at VFNTV.com, we have it's so important. One of the particular discussions that took place about journalism and that it's lost, it's losing money. You know, people quit watching their commercials and watching their programming, which means they're losing money.
It's credibility, isn't it?
Well, they're losing money, and they don't have reporters that they can just send out on things.
Yeah.
They only look at local reporters as somebody to get them a phone number or something of that nature. And so they have no DNA to their story. They haven't been telling a story over 2 or 3 years. They just kind of tell it off the top of their head.
So no historic.
Well, no sources. That's what our president was talking about. You need some sources. You know, for what you're doing. We have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of sources, and we've been sourcing it for you. So when you have a conversation about a particular topic, and when you go to the torch, go to VFNTV.com and go to the torch, you can search for any topic whatsoever. But everything we're saying, we're sourcing. So we may have 10 sources on there that you can speak with intelligence. You can share with your local local media, and you can share with your political leaders. You can share with your pastor and say, listen, this story, it's a DNA to it. It's been around for some time. and it has a lineage to it. And what happens, news unfolds over time, story, the reality. It takes time to unfold things. And so you need somebody who actually was concerned about it 2 years ago.
From the origin, right.
They're not, that they're concerned about it now because all of a sudden their candidate's not in office somewhere.
Right.
And that's what we've been doing. And when we get back from this break, we're going to hear from Rick Joyner and Lance Waldo talk about, you know, what we've been doing and what we're doing together at VFN TV and daily radio program, VFN Kingdom Business. This is what we all need to do, and you can join today. As a matter of fact, join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Ain't it just like a tear to go and blur out?
A letter showed up in my mailbox with no tracks in the snow.
Just like you're not thinking about going back there, are you?
I gotta do something. This is all I got.
Ain't it just like love to leave a mark on the skin and underneath?
The Son of God because you say I am. I'm the Son of God because God says I am. I'm not confident because of what I can do. I'm confident because of what God says he will do. I'm not forgiven because I've earned acceptance. I'm forgiven because God says he has forgiven. Help me preach. I'm not going to do it because I think I can. I'm doing it because God said I could. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. You know, John, there is not a lonelier place than moving prophetically. Because when you're moving prophetically, prophetic is something that's not yet happening,
right?
That you're talking about, that nobody understands, and then you have to build this thing called the ark that there hasn't even been rain yet. And you're talking about rain. And it's a very, I mean, think about Noah when he was building this ark that nobody, I mean, it had not rained at that point. There's no grid for it. And for, I don't know, wow, his sermon went on for over 100 years. Somebody says, you know, I've been working so hard. It's like, well, how long have you been working? Oh, you know, you got a little ways to go now, you know. I've been doing this for a long time. You hadn't even been alive for a long time.
Hello.
And so moving prophetically, but the Lord showed us early on that this is the direction things were going, we need to prepare for, and we've been working nonstop for many years since the Malachi mandate and learning how to move and what God was going to do in an environment that a lot of people didn't have a clue that it was going to happen. And
didn't have grid for it, didn't have faith for it.
But the grid is being so laid out in a powerful way. And this is not a quality video, but this is, you know, who cares about the quality video when you're hearing some things taking place. And if you never had a chance to go to a Morning Star in South Carolina,
Fort Mill,
South Carolina, it's a very encouraging place. It was the old, what was a former PTL club that was ran by
Jim Baker.
And the Lord touched Rick Joyner's heart and tell him to come back and to renovate that and not let it go dark, you know, and he did. And he helped even restore Jim Baker to part of that. I understand.
It was Heritage USA.
Heritage USA. And it's exciting, you know, we help each other out like that. Well, this is coming straight from the former Heritage USA, Morningstar Ministries, and they're having a gathering right there, and they're just talking with their phone camera. You know, we're all getting used to this kind of stuff. But listen to what he says, because it's time for us to activate. We have to begin to activate. We're so used to right now just watching things.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to get involved. As a matter of fact, this is Lance Waldo and Rick Joyner. Take a look.
Okay, we are live at the round table, and here's Lance Wallnau. We're going to do a co-rant. He's going to rant. He's got his going. I've got mine going. Lance, give us a rant.
All right,
give us a good one.
This is now. I'm with Rick Joyner. I'm just telling all my people right here. We're connecting up. It's like a Vulcan mind meld. My people and your people, Rick.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, man. I'm just like so stoked because Rick gets together these extraordinary people. We have a room full of powerful.
There's Ramira.
On television, or it's like paparazzi. So let me see who they would be. Like over there, for instance, they don't want anyone to know they're here. But Rick, I've been percolating with this idea that we have seen a historic move of God in the nation with the election. And now, true to what happens with the church, and Rick, you brought this up about what was this in Cuba? There was what had happened, and the church wasn't ready, but
that was in Katrina.
Katrina, okay.
Yeah.
And so here there was devastation, but nobody had a plan. Christians didn't necessarily have a plan to help humanitarian, but nobody had a plan to rebuild the city. But who had a plan?
The casino owners. Yeah, and they beat us. They came with a plan. We didn't have one. The whole city now is built according to their plan.
So here's what's burning in my spirit. We need, and of course, right away, in a room like this, Rick, I'm jumping out of my skin because I'm hearing a lot of people say stuff that on one hand, it's anointed. On another hand, I hear the datedness of how we think because we all go back to the old paradigm. There's this desperation to do something. First thing is everybody wants to move in love and be loving, but we're also discussing the fact that love has an edge to it. Sometimes love is controversial.
Yeah.
And being loving doesn't mean being liked. It might mean being true and having the power to create a controversy for the right reasons. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yeah.
So the other thing is everybody wants to get a hold of Trump and talk to Trump. Forget that. That guy's got more great ideas. He's surrounded with more good people. What he needs is an organized echo chamber. The body of Christ in America has got to become as muscular and as coherent in modeling answers to problems as the progressive left is. Don't you think we're crying out right now for organization more than anything?
Organization and a clear trumpet call. A clear trumpet call so the people know why they're mobilizing, what they're to do when they mobilize. We need a plan.
We need a plan. And we also need to recognize from campuses to business to race relations, I believe God's raising up oracles. And Rick, the thing that I'm thinking is that we can catalyze before we leave this roundtable is individuals should be oracles in their sphere. They should know what giant they're after. You know, if you like a good military thing, if you're moving in all directions, you're not moving anywhere. Everyone here should know what sphere they're called to go into and how to articulate in a powerful and compelling way the truth that this place is the lie.
Amen.
If we can do that and mobilize a new generation of millennials and marketplace people to in movement locally and then network them nationally, Trump gets the one thing he doesn't have, an echo chamber. What Kellyanne Conway and Reince Priebus are saying behind the scenes is we need to see your support. We got in here. The left makes it sound like nobody voted for us. You guys have got to go from being polite conservatives that are disengaged to mobilized conservatives with activist views that you believe in.
Powerful word. Absolute powerful word.
So you're looking at, it's just, this is what we've been working on for quite some time. Yeah. And it's VFN Kingdom business. When you hear us talk about VFNKB.org, we're talking about, you know, the Lord told us, your kingdom come. Mm. That's what we're called to do. You know, we're called to pray and believe and walk out his kingdom being manifested here on the earth. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As a matter of fact, you're probably looking at right now, you know, the seven spheres. We talk about them all the time. We have, you know, the church or religious mountain, you have the family mountain, the education mountain, the business, arts, entertainment, government, media, and I think that's all of them.
It's
right?
All of them.
Every one of them. And it's like
education.
And we're focused on those things. You know, it's so exciting is what, you know, what Lance Wallnau's talking about is that what God has had us put together, this is what we need to do. We're asking you, say, listen, it's time to join. It's time to be a part of what's going on. God has laid it out. He's shown us how it's going to happen. We're going to work together. We have a whole, it's called the Glory Zone on the Gulf Coast, but all over, you know, all the way. We'll give a big shout out to Missouri and all of our friends and listeners in Missouri and South Florida and all over the world, actually. But it's time you can join, because we have everything available for you at vfnkb.org, and you become a VFN Kingdom Business Partner by partnering for $25 or more a month. And it's time to really think about, you know, what am I going to do? And you can begin to invest. Think about this. You can travel all the way to Tasmania, Australia, and you can talk to, big shout out to Tasmania, Australia, or, which is thousands of dollars and lots of learning and things,
sure.
Or you can say, you know what, I'm going to significantly invest $100 a month in VFN TV so that I can get there through VFN TV, because we connect to Tasmania, Australia.
Absolutely.
And it's not this crazy stuff's going on. It's about what, you know, Lance Wallner is talking about, you know, being activated. When we're hearing the right thing come out of Washington, D.C., we don't sit silently and say nothing. We just say, amen.
And we say, have such a short, limited amount of time to do
it. Maybe 2 years.
It
could be 2 years.
That's it.
You know, it depends on how the elections go in 2 years. But we've got to begin to pray.
It's time.
And so it's time. Think about this. I believe that God has a plan for you, that plan for your business. If you're an educator, God has a plan for you. I believe that God can speak prophetically over your business. Mm. You can buy every billboard and sign and try to advertise your business, or God could tell you prophetically, put the billboard on this road for this time, because I have a man who's going to come by there and he's going to want your product. God's into you. God is into business. He's the one that created these seven spheres, but we've given those over to the adversary. And so what we got to do is begin to go back and say, you know what? I want to be able to take these mountains for God. I want to have impact for God. And really, it's about having being close to those who are in leadership over that mountain. You don't have to be at the top of the mountain.
Sure.
You can be Daniel at the ear of the king, and God gives you the ability to interpret a dream.
Joseph.
You share a word, you know, in a boardroom, and the whole company shifts. And you can find out more about that. It's VFN Kingdom Business. You know, and our vision statement, of course, is unity in the essentials, liberty in the non-essentials, and in all things, love. It's vfnkb.org. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. We thank you for a president that's making these decisions, Lord God, and a Congress that's supporting, Father God, and Lance Wallnew and Rick Joyner and all the ones that are saying, let's wake up, church, and let's go. Lord, I pray that you would just wake up your bride, wake up the church, Lord, and that we would unite and realize that we can do media, we can do education, we can do arts and entertainment, we can do business. Lord, I just thank you right now. I just speak to that businessman that's watching right now, and that businesswoman, Father God, that begin to see their business differently and saying, God's with me in this business, and we're going to prosper in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion in this woman, that you would send revival, send a third great awakening, I pray, in Jesus' name. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTB.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTB.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV. Or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.